poll, about 7 in 10 Americans say Biden economy is terrible. By Wendell Hasebo on March 25, 2022. About 7 in 10 Americans say President Joe Biden's economy is in bad shape. A Friday Associated Press NORC poll revealed. The poll also revealed nearly two-thirds of Americans disapprove of how he is handling the economy. Moreover, a majority of Americans say Biden's own policies have hurt the economy instead of helped it. Overall, 65% of Americans disapprove of Biden's management of the economy, which includes 36% of Democrats and 96% of Republicans. The disapproval of Biden's management of the economy has grown throughout his first year in office. In December, 57% disapproved of Biden's economy, up to 10 percentage points, 47%, since July, a full 19-point swing in 7 months. Underpinning Biden's terrible numbers are worries about rising gas and grocery prices. A whopping 68% of Americans say they are worried about gas prices. 59% said they fear rising grocery prices. The impact of Biden's sagging poll numbers will likely be felt in the November midterms. According to a National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, poll on Wednesday, 75% of swing voters in competitive districts say Democrats are out of touch with reality or condescending towards them. The NRCC poll also revealed the Democrats' aloofness as a result of three economic reasons. First, inflation has impacted 56% of swing voters. Second, 52% of swing voters believe inflation and high gas prices are largely due to Biden's war on American energy independence. Third, 67% of swing voters say the Democrats have spent too much money, fueling inflation. The Democrats' response to the high gas prices and inflation is to give Americans cash and refunds. Democrats have proposed in three separate ways to counter Biden's economy by giving people money. For instance, in California, Governor Gavin Newsom, D, proposed on Wednesday to give drivers $400 direct payments per vehicle. Biden has taken a different tact. Instead of reducing spending and unleashing American energy, Biden has simply blamed others. For instance, what was once called transitory inflation is now Putin's price hike. Before that shift, CNN labeled inflation good, which the Washington Post quickly reframed as corporate greed. The AP NORC poll sampled 1,082 adults from March 17 to 21 with a 4.0 percentage point margin of error. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.